We'll go on to other business. Our first item of other business is Tingua Estates, final subdivision plan.
Thank you, Chairman. This is a final subdivision plan for a major subdivision to subdivide two lots, lots 2 and 3, and a residual lot 1, from a total area of approximately 7.49 acres, with the extension of a 50-foot easement off an existing driveway off Piney Neck Road. Planning Commission granted the preliminary subdivision plan on August 24th of this year, with waivers from the street design standards and the forest buffer requirements. The final plan complies with the county code. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 233, Map 6, Parcel 119.01, and staff is in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval for the final site. Our final subdivision plan for Tingua Estates 2017-8.
Second.
We have a motion and second to approve the final subdivision plan of Tingua Estates. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next item is Cape Penelope School District, CU 2070, and site plan 1727.
Thank you, Chairman.
Good.
This is a final site plan to construct a 105,262 square foot school building with alternatives in addition to site improvements on a 24.816 acre parcel located off Sweetbriar Road. Conditional use number 2070 for the Sussex Consortium School in the Cape Henlopen School District was approved by Planning and Zoning Commission on January 26th of this year. Planning Commission granted preliminary site plan approval on May 18th of this year. The final site plan complies with the county code and staff is in receipt of all agency approvals. The property is zoned AR1. The tax parcel is District 235, Map 27, Parcel 20.
Before I make a motion, I just want to point out to everybody the interconnectivity built into this plan. Very nicely done. Thank you very much. And I move for a final site plan approval for Cape and Lupin School District S-17-27 NCU 2070.
Second. We have a motion and a second to approve the final site plan of Cape and Lupin School District. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next item is Coastal Club Land Bay 6 MRRPC.
This is a final site plan to construct 21 single-family lots and 63 townhouses on fee simple lots as a part of the Coastal Club development. A walking trail is also provided as part of this section. The property is zoned MRRPC. Planning Commission granted preliminary site plan approval on November 17th, 2016. The site plan complies with county code. And staff is in receipt of all agency approvals. The tax parcels are District 334, Map 11, Parcel 5, 5.01, 5.02, 5.03, 311, 393, 395, and 396.
Okay. I just have one question. Is this the site that has the cemetery on it?
I believe it is.
I was having trouble seeing where it was delineated was all. So
it has been and it will be protected because they have to.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure everybody was aware.
Yeah. They have to protect the cemetery.
Right. Okay. Well, with that in mind, with protection of the cemetery as part of the final site plan, I move that we approve the final site plan for Coastal Club Land Bay 6.
Second.
We have a motion and second to approve the final site plan for Coastal Club Land Bay 6. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next item is Vines at Sand Hill, subdivision 20673, previously the estates of Sand Hill Valley.
Thank you, Chairman. This is a revised subdivision plan, amenities plan, and phasing plan for 393 single-family lots and associated open space as part of a major cluster subdivision in the AR1 zoning district. The plans show a revision to the clubhouse and amenities that were approved by Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of August 11th of 2011. The location of the clubhouse is now in the northwest corner of the site, and lot locations have been revised within the site accordingly. The tax parcel is District 135, Map 10, Parcels 63, 63.01, 63.02, 0.03, 0.04, 0.05, 0.06, 0.07, 0.08, and 0.09, and Point 10. The revised final site plan, amenities plan and phasing plan comply with the county's zoning code, and the planning office is in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the revised subdivision plan for Vines at Sand Hill, 2006-73, previously Estates of Sand Hill Valley.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the revised subdivision plans for the Vines at Sand Hill. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next item is Preserve at Jefferson Creek, MRRPC.
Thank you, Chairman. This is a revised site plan for a medium-density residential planned community, MRRPC, access from Double Bridges Road. Site plan approval was granted by Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of September 19, 2007, for 128 units comprising 40 single-family homes and 88 townhouses. The revised plan submitted is now for 123 units comprising 45 single-family condominiums and 79 townhouse condominiums with a clubhouse building and pool. The minimum separation between single-family dwellings has been reduced from 15 feet to 10 feet. The tax map is District 134, Map 17, Parcel 39.00. The revised site plan complies with all conditions of approval and the county code, and staff is in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to Preserve at Jefferson Creek MRRPC, I move for approval of the revised site plan with final site plan approval subject to staff upon receipt of all.
I think this has come back to us. It's an RPC, right?
One, I believe we have all agency approvals, so you
this
could approve it as a revised preliminary and a final, as it is an RPC.
Okay.
So I propose that we approve as a
revised preliminary and a final site plan.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and second to approve the revised site plan as a preliminary and a final for the Preserve at Jefferson Creek. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next item is Hawthorne Amenities, subdivision 205-73.
Thank you, Chairman. This is a preliminary amenities site plan for the construction of a 4,187 square foot clubhouse building, car parking, and associated amenities to be provided to serve a 213-lot cluster subdivision located on the north side of Lewis Georgetown Highway. The property is zoned AR1, Agricultural Residential District. The tax parcel is District 135, Map 11, Parcel 66.00. The site plan complies with the county code, and staff is in receipt of all agency approvals.
Chairman, I make a motion that we approve the preliminary amenity site plan for Hawthorne 2005-73.
Second.
Quick question.
Yes.
What would you like to do with the final site plan? Subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals?
That sounds fabulous. Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a motion. You're good with that on the second?
Yes.
We have a motion and a second to grant preliminary approval for the preliminary amenity site plan for Hawthorne Amenities, with final by staff upon receipt of all state agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next item on our agenda is Rural Farms, number 296, site plan 1746.
Thank you, Chairman. This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of a 5,166 square foot Royal Farm store with 14 fuel pumps, parking, and landscaping on approximately 1.19 acre site at the southeast corner of Lewis Georgetown Highway and Harbison Road. The property is zoned CR1. The tax parcel ID is District 235, Map 30, Parcels 68, 69, and 70. The site plan complies with the county code but includes parking in the front yard setback for which approval is required. Staff is awaiting agency approvals. So.
Gentlemen, before we start, isn't this something that we said we were going to stop doing? Okay, I'm shutting up.
Oh, you're fine. You're good.
You have your turn.
I think there's some representation here. I'd like the applicant to come on down and have a little conversation with us. There's really two things that I'm concerned with. One, I don't think it would be much of an issue, but let's talk about that first. On Harbison Road, your entrance there, I'm thinking that the public might be better served if you have two lanes going out, one for a right turn and one for a left turn. and then one lane coming in, because people trying to make a left onto Harbison Road might have a hard time doing that, and it would back up traffic for people turning right. So I think if you segregated left and right there, you would be doing your client and the public a favor.
Yes. Just for the record, my name is Jeff Harmon with Becker Morgan Group out of the Salisbury, Maryland office. We have a 35-foot wide entrance, which is typical for Royal Farms, and certainly there's sufficient width there that we could stripe both a left and a right out. So okay, I don't think Royal Farms would have any issue doing that.
Great. Thanks. Well, I'm glad to hear that Royal Farms won't have an issue with that. The other thing is a bit more problematic, I'm sure, and that is the parking in the front yard setback. And I know that it happens frequently. We've been doing it for a long time, but the ordinance is written that way for a reason, and the reason being that certain roads, we really are striving to preserve the right-of-way, because some of these right-of-ways really aren't large enough for expansion, and we know that the state's going to be coming back for more at some point. So we're really trying to stay out of that area now, and I'm looking at your site plan, and I guess my first question would be, was there an effort made to not have parking in the front yard?
Yeah, there's actually a very good story and a very good reason why that parking's out front. Through the process, we've been through with DelDOT and done a traffic impact study, and actually what we show is the lane assignments on the Route 9 and Harbison Road reflect what DelDOT's upcoming improvements are going to be for that roadway. So we have indicated on here, it's sort of the area between the hatched cross easement and the existing right-of-way line. There is a proposed new right-of-way line where we have reserved room for right-of-way dedication. So we have thought about the additional right-of-way needed and agreed to DelDOT to reserve that space in front of that parking. But the bigger reason for having the parking out front is that you can see on the east side of the site, we've got an entrance there that's going to serve as interconnectivity for the adjacent parcels. So that has also been negotiated with that landowner already. And the drive aisle that runs on the south side of the store is a cross easement for those other interconnected parcels to be able to access Harbison Road. So DelDOT was very adamant about having that access for those other parcels to Harbison Road. And so in order for us to meet the parking requirements for the site, we had to move the parking that may have otherwise been out of that front setback or towards the back of the site in order to have the room for that aisle that runs behind the store. And in addition, that extra right-of-way that we've dedicated creates sort of a hardship for us as well as far as room. And you may know that we have been before the Board of Appeals already for the canopy to be permitted in that front yard setback as well. So a lot of the site configuration is a result of the negotiations with DelDOT on where our entrances should be, what the cross access should be. And so that's sort of the space that was available to us to have that additional parking. So we think that even though we realize that is the county's goal, was that's not the ideal space for it, the cross access that's provided in lieu of moving that parking elsewhere is more beneficial.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you thought about it.
Yes.
Ms. Stevenson, what do you feel? Yeah.
I appreciate the interconnectivity, I think that's a good idea.
I'm a little more confused.
And I think
now,
in this instance, it's probably an appropriate trade, but we're really trying to avoid that. And I know it's hard for us because we typically allow it, and I think based on your testimony, I would move to approve the plan.
Can I ask a couple questions? Because I'm more confused now than I was before, but maybe I wasn't listening very well.
No, go ahead. It's late in the night, and you know
how old people get late in the night. You mentioned cross access to Harbison Road.
Yes.
Is there cross access on Route 9 as well?
Yeah, the both of the entrances are providing cross access to the other properties. Right. So all those other property owners will have the right to either access Route 9 or Harbison Road through the Rural Farms development.
Okay. And then you gave additional right-of-way on
yes.
both Harbison Road and Route 9?
Harbison Road had been dedicated already.
Early.
Yes.
And so you gave additional right-of-way on Route 9?
That's correct.
How
yes.
many feet did you give?
I don't see the dimension on this plan, but I am going to estimate that it is probably an additional 10 feet.
Okay. And so your parking in the front yard setback has been moved back 10 feet anyway because of the right-of-way, right?
Yeah.
So we're also showing what DelDOT's ultimate plans
right.
are there. It's not where the road is now.
Right.
It's going to be what's after
okay.
they're done doing the widening out
okay.
there.
Now I kind of understand what's going on. I'm okay now, Mr. Wheatley. Sorry for the confusion. I was just
you
lost there.
Candy, yeah. then?
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Well,
you said you went before him. You didn't say.
Oh, yeah. If you, I have a copy
yeah, the
of it.
The board approved that in September.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. I didn't read up on that one, so okay.
Yeah. I have a copy over here someplace.
That's okay. We know it was approved.
Case number 12001, August 7, 2017.
I work in government. There's a lot of spin. Just
yeah.
want to be sure.
As in that.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Well, I think based on the testimony and the work the applicant's done, I would move that we approve it as a preliminary, and final can be subject to the staff. But I do would like the final plan to reflect that change on the entrance, the
okay.
striping on the entrance, if you would please.
Absolutely.
And then the final can be by the staff subject to receipt of all other approvals.
Second.
Okay. We got a motion and a second to grant preliminary site plan approval for Rural Farms number 296 with the amendment on the exit to Harbison Road as Mr. Wheatley stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Just one other question.
Sure.
Do you always travel with a bodyguard or just when you come
straight.
To Sussex
yeah.
County? Just
yeah.
when you come up here?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
That's why I'm not asking for your passport.
if that doesn't scare you, Mr. Bender, nothing ever will. Good seeing you again, Randy. That was so long ago, I can't even remember it.
I won't be able to sleep.
No, Bobby. Yeah,
hey,
I'm
still have a picture of
us. No, my God. Burn it. Our next item on the agenda is Todd Mark Federal Credit Union, Route 54 branch.
Gentlemen, this is a preliminary site plan for the construction of a 2,607 square foot bank with associated parking and landscaping located on Lighthouse Road. The property is zoned C1, General Commercial District. Tax parcel is District 533, Map 12, Parcel 76.06. The preliminary site plan complies with the county code and staff is awaiting agency approvals.
Hi. I was looking at this earlier today, and I have to say it's one of the more creative site plans I've seen in a while. And we're just not seeing things in circles. But apparently it conforms to all of our setbacks. And I'm looking forward to seeing it being built. And that being said, I'll recommend move that we approve the...
Should we be asking them to also consider setting it up, though, for connectivity to the next parcel?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I miss that? I thought they...
It's connecting to the Royal Farms, but not to the one to the...
Okay. I didn't think about that. Sure. I don't see it. And I don't... Is there anyone here that representing?
Right.
Mr. Lardner, do you see any reason why we couldn't provide at least the... for future connectivity that you could at least indicate somewhere in this vast circle that where you could connect to your neighbor.
It's a cool looking design.
It is.
It's a really cool looking design. Unfortunately, I can't take credit for the design.
I was going to say,
was,
I'm sure
done,
you didn't do it.
I'm a rectangular. I'm a box kind of guy. Yes, but
I know.
And
I know.
And,
yeah.
So.
Yeah. You can tell by the shape of your head.
Good golly. And it's Christmas trying to ring. I mean, what are you going to do, right?
I'm too much to sit down on that one.
You're fine. Anyway, the idea of being able to provide the connectivity to the other side.
Should it ever become?
I don't foresee a reason why an interconnectivity can't be provided? The honest answer is I'm not 100% familiar with this project. That there may have already been a conversation to take place. Mr. Wheeler-Wacken stated that I will go back, talk to Tidemark and the designers to find out whether an interconnectivity is an issue or not an issue. There may be some contractual agreements, but we'll be more than happy to look into interparcel connectivity. If it's feasible, we will provide that interconnectivity. Like I said, the conversation may have already happened, and I'm just not familiar with that conversation to effectively answer that question.
And at this stage, since that property, the other adjacent property is not developed, the interconnectivity is going to be wherever you indicate that it is.
That's
and
correct.
Then, and then if and when that the adjacent property is developed, then that's going to become their thing to deal with. So I'm not trying to make things difficult for you, but we're just trying to provide for as much interconnectivity as we can.
Understood, and I recognize that. And like I said, I'll be more than happy to go back to Tidemark and ask them and talk to the design team about the interconnectivity being able to provide it and where it would go. I have no problem at least going back, at least looking and asking a question about the interconnectivity.
Yeah, but just looking at it, it looks like there are some places in the circulation pattern where it wouldn't be it wouldn't be an imposition.
I agree with that. Like I said, I just don't know the full history of it, and it would be unfair for me to commit to that.
That being said, let me just ask Ms. Cornwell, what would be I don't want to hold these guys up. Can we at least prove this as a final, as a preliminary, and then should we have it come back?
That if you would like to see it again to see, determine if they, you could always do, final subject to staff if they can provide interconnectivity, and if they cannot provide interconnectivity, it needs to come back to the planning commission.
I think that's what I would prefer to do. Is as long as they can take care of that, then let's I'll move that we approve it as a final
preliminary.
The final approval will be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other permits, provided that the interconnectivity to the other lot is provided.
Sorry.
We got a motion and second for what he said. No, for a preliminary site plan for Tidemark Federal Credit Union on Route 54 Branch, site plan 1747, with final by staff contingent on receipt of state agency approvals and the provision of interconnectivity to the adjacent undeveloped property. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Thank you. Our last item is Meadowview Lot 10. Ms. Cornwell, you requested that we discuss this.
Well, the planning office received the plan for consideration. It was asked to be put on the agenda, whether or not the planning commission should determine whether or not the application would consider a major subdivision requiring a public hearing, as it is an increase to the density within the existing subdivision.
I know this was, is this a minor subdivision, Ms. Cornwell, major, or what do we have here?
It was adopted as a 13-lot major subdivision. What they are looking to do is further subdivide Lot 10 within that subdivision with a 50-foot easement, with an easement going over the existing driveway, and then extending that to create three lots off of Lot 10. And again, it's Lot 10 within an existing subdivision, so you'd be adding density within an existing subdivision.
Is there anyone here that has an interest in this application? I think Mr. Davidson does.
You really do live here, don't you?
He likes it here.
The issue, I think, is whether it's a minor or major subdivision and what I'm looking at. And
as part of the application, the letter I submitted the original subdivision plat, which is, I've got a larger copy here.
That's a major subdivision plat?
Actually, it's a minor subdivision. Well, here's what it was. It was a lands to be conveyed to, and they're all strip lots. There's 10 of them. They're strip lots along Camp Road, and it's 42 acres. And what I think, as part of the way the ordinance, and I can't per verbatim, but it's, I think they did the strip lots along the front because it was 42 acres. Ms. Cornwell, I think you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think for every additional 10 acres, they were allowed to have an additional lot.
So this was done after that ordinance change?
I believe it was. It may have been done before that ordinance, or it could have been. It could have been part of that. I would have to look at the ordinance and see if that was part. How that the date when that particular part of the ordinance was written.
You have any idea? Because typically, so, where we had these large strip lots, right?
Yes.
That was done when those 5-acre exemptions were in for large strip lots. And typically, those were done prior to the change in ordinance where you had so many floodfront lots based on so many acres, which was the solution to eliminate that. And I think that's kind of important in this decision to know when these were made and whether it's a major or minor.
Again, the ordinance was adopted in 1997, but they did large lots and they also did smaller lots as part of
Are they all road front or minor?
They are all road frontage, but it was done at one time, so this would have been done as a major subdivision. Because you...
If it's a major subdivision, Mark, it's a major subdivision.
Right.
So that means you're peeling something out.
Again, I think, if it was a major subdivision, I believe the plat would have said it was a major subdivision.
I'm going to call you on that one.
No?
I'm afraid you're going to get, this is going to be the lump of coal in your stocking.
All right. Well, I'm just, the reason for the ask was because the deed restrictions doesn't restrict us from asking for additional lots. And I understand what the concern is kicking this over into a major subdivision application. But again, I go back to looking at this as it was a lands to be conveyed to, and it was not, and I believe it was done as a minor subdivision, not a major. And I can't, you know, going back and looking for the records on that, again, we would have to go pull the files back from 1996 to see if that was the case. But in looking at, in reading the deeds for all the parcels, it does not appear, nothing was ever mentioned as a major subdivision. I'm believing that this was a strip lot subdivision across a county road into 10 lots. And what we had done back, and just to kind of further, and again, this has nothing to do with what we're asking for today, but back in 2012, we had gotten approval from the Planning and Zoning Commission to strip out, and I do have smaller copies if I can submit for the record. We took the back part of lot 10 was a 13-acre lot. We took the back, my client happens to own the parcels along Route 13 out front. So we were able to strip out, we were able to take out those, a back portion of that property here. This is the 13 acres, and we were able to add it to the front parcel. With doing that, these parcels out front was zoned commercial. We then further looked at the deed restrictions, and the deed restrictions does say that the property can only be used for residential. So in doing so, when we stripped off that piece, the deed restriction, and again, Mr. Sharp can correct me if I'm wrong, I believe the deed restriction follows the land. Even though we stripped it out and added it to commercial, we could, because the deed restriction said it was only good for residential. So what I'm trying to get to is that we were able to remove a section of the land out of the property, and that's what I'm asking for here, is to remove this out of the subdivision and allow us to do two lots. We do have 60% majority vote of out of the 10 property owners. We went to we tried to contact every property owner within that 10 lots. We got 6 yeses, 2 noes, and 2 just wouldn't reply to us at all. So we do have a majority. And again, I understand major subdivision, if we have to come back for an application, but I thought I would just ask.
Sure.
If this could be considered.
Nothing wrong with asking,
that's for certain. But I mean, what compelled you to ask for the property owners to give permission? If it was all minor subdivision, you wouldn't need to get permission.
I just recall that any time that when you're asking to redo something inside of a subdivided piece of property.
Gotcha.
Again, the way I look at it, it's a minor subdivision, not a major. So, and again, we go back and research back to 1996 and find out how this all came about. I believe it was a minor subdivision only because the plat does say lands to be conveyed to. If it was a major, I believe it would say major subdivision.
If this
again,
was a minor
subdivision, I know that's a hard sell, but I have a feeling that if you look at subdivisions back then and major subdivisions, it says major subdivision. Again, I believe these were stripped lots along a county road. And again, I have the, you know, the, I have the consent of the majority of all the lot owners to be able to do this. Right. And again, there was no I submitted the deed restrictions. There's nothing in there that says we can't further subdivide the lots. So that was my ask. I'm asking that additional lots with a 50-foot easement.
You can't be half pregnant. You're either, you know, it either is a major or a minor. And right now, it looks like it's a major. And if it's a major, then you would have to come through a public hearing process to take them out. I mean, that's, we just can't change the rules as much as we may like to. Well, given the size of the lots and the request, it seems a little bit overkill, but the rules are the rules, unless someone can suggest another way out.
Once again, I was here in 1996, and I can tell you that not every drawing would specifically say, but necessarily. I mean, that's the problem that we have, and we've been working on for the 25 years I've been here, is to try to bring more consistency to the process. And the further back you go, like you said, you could do the research and find it, I guess. And
that's what I would suggest, is if you go back and find the research, it can prove it's a minor.
Let me ask you a question, though. Is it just the inconvenience of having to go through the process?
It's a six-month delay.
Is there some urgency to it, or just?
Not at all. It was just part of what we found the property to be, the deed restrictions. Okay. And the fact that, you know, in some instances, this has been, I've known this board here to take parcels before. And again, maybe not part of this type of setup, but larger parcels to be able to subdivide additional lots out of those parcels. And again, I'm going off the fact that I was able to get a majority of the property owners to sign off on it, which will help me out during a major subdivision application. The other fact of the matter is the deed restrictions does not, and I submitted those for the record as well, they don't say that we cannot. And most deed restrictions in major subdivisions and says that you cannot further subdivide. This happens, these deed restrictions say that we can further subdivide this. But I understand the board and I understand the staff's decision on if it has to be. My client asked me to ask.
No harm in asking.
No harm in asking. Absolutely.
Well, thank you, Mr. Davidson. What's the pleasure of the commission? If we don't want to change anything, I don't think we have to act at all. I think we can just let it stand as it is.
I think you've had it on there, Mr. Chairman, as a discussion. I don't know if there's any
action. No action required.
Okay, then we'll go back to our public hearings. And our first public hearing was 2017-12, Frederick B. and Darlene M. English.
Mr. Chairman, I move for deferral for further consideration.
Okay, we have a motion and do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and second. To defer action on 2017-12, Frederick B. and Darling and...
Excuse me, sir.
I'm sorry, that's not mine.
Wait a minute now.
Sorry.
I have a motion, sir.
Yeah, okay.
I'm sorry.
Would you like to withdraw your motion and second?
Okay. Certainly would.
I thought there might have been
I was still getting ready, and then all of a sudden, whoa.
Like,
anyway.
Things are going on down there.
It's fairly simple. I do have a motion prepared. One thing I wanted to confirm mostly with the staff is that I'm inclined to grant a waiver to the topographic survey requirement and the landscape buffer if there's no objection to that. These are very large sites that just don't need either one of those things, really. So that being said, Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2017-12 for Frederick and Darlene English based on the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. This subdivision seeks to create a four single-family lots from a 37.4-acre parcel. The proposed subdivision generally meets the purpose of the subdivision ordinance in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. The land is zoned AR1, which permits low-density single-family residential development. The proposed subdivision is significantly less than the allowable density in the AR1 district. The proposed subdivision will be consistent with the area and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. The proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities. The proposed subdivision will not adversely affect traffic on area roadways. The applicant is granted a waiver from the topographic survey requirement and the landscape buffer requirement. This preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions. A, there will be no more than four lots within the subdivision. B, all entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements. And C, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. That, sir, is my motion.
Second.
There we go.
There we go. We're on track now. Thank you, Mr. Wheatley, for your patience. We have a motion and second to approve subdivision 2017-12, Frederick B. and Darlene M. English. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And let the record show that I abstained since I recused myself from the public hearing. Next item on the agenda is conditional use number 2108, Bellaterra LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I request that we defer action for further consideration.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to defer action for further consideration, conditional use number 2108, Bellaterra LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next item is conditional use number 2109, Quakertown Wellness Center.
Mr. Chairman, in case of conditional use number 2109, Quakertown Wellness Center, I am requesting a deferral for further consideration.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to defer action for further consideration by the commission, conditional use number 2109, Quakertown Wellness Center. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next item is change of zone number 1835, HKLS LLC.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to CZ 1835, HKLS LLC, I move we defer for further consideration.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to defer action for further consideration by the commission. Change in zone number 1835, HKLS LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next item is change in zone number 1836, Softball World LLC.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to CZ 1836, Softball World LLC, I move we defer for further consideration.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to defer action for further consideration by the commission, change in zone number 1836, Softball World LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our last item is change in zone number 1837, ABC Woodlands LLC.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to CZ 1837, ABC Woodlands LLC, I move we defer for further consideration.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to defer action for further consideration by the commission. Change in zone number 1837, ABC Woodlands LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. I think that's all the items we have on the agenda. Is there anything for the good of the order?
Just to note that your packet for next Thursday is at your seat.
Thank you very much. I thank you,
and I want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas. I'll be missing the next two meetings as my wife and I enjoy a winter vacation. We stand adjourned.
All right.
So that means next week.